This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the DJV Show. How do you do? 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, celebrating 4th of July week. A lot of people on vacation, having a good time, looking out for the sharks here and there. All the stuff that goes with it. Maybe you went to one of those they're building, they're cropping up everywhere. All these casinos. There's a new one in Boston. It opened a couple of weeks ago. It looks just like the one that was its namesake down. Is it Encore or something like that down in Las Vegas? Looks like the same building. It stands out. It's in an area of town that wasn't that swell anyway, so judged by the whole area. But these things are just, and people seem not to get enough of it. I don't know what going into a smoke-filled casino and sitting
gross.
In front of one of those one-armed bandits does for people, but they sit there and they got their quarters and puffing away on their cigarettes anyway. So
we went to Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
No, it was Foxwoods. We went to Foxwoods once, which is in Connecticut. And you walk into the main area. There's some sort of a Chinese gambling game. I don't know what it is, but there are busloads of Chinese people who go into Foxwoods to play whatever the game is. I don't know. But you walk into the room, and every single person is smoking. It's walking into a disgusting cloud. We walked in, we turned right around, and walked right out.
It was
horrible.
That's the thing, and glad you brought that up, because it's startling when you go into some of these places. Vegas is one thing, but you go to some of these other places like that, as you've just pointed out, and they're just all full of smokers. So how do you ever expect to get the people who are non-smokers, like the three of us, to go into those places? I wouldn't go within 10 miles of those joints because of the very thing you just... It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It really is. Oh,
I mean, we're fortunate, Kara and me, we're fortunate for, you know, people in our age bracket, because all the states had outlawed smoking in bars by the time we were able to drink. So we've never, it's so shocking to me to even go into a room where someone's smoking, because I've never been on an airplane that had smoke. I've never been, it's so crazy. Like, our whole lives, which is wonderful, has been free of secondhand smoke. And then you walk into a casino like that and it's like stepping back in time. It's just awful. I don't know. I've never been to Vegas. I don't know if you can smoke in Vegas casinos.
Yes, you can. Yeah, that's a big
problem. Another reason not to go to Vegas.
Vegas, though, is a trip, and I say that lovingly.
I'd go at some point, but...
I used to own a lot of land in Arizona, and I was on the board of directors of the group that was sort of the supervising group, and I'd go in there every 3 or 4 months, fly into Vegas, and then drive out to where the property was, about an hour and a half ride outside of Las Vegas. And it was, I would go, and I'd sometimes plan it so I would stay the night, depending where I was coming from. It was always an overnight trip, because I couldn't get there fast enough to be in and out in the same day and get to, you know, either go back to Los Angeles or go east, wherever. It just didn't work, so I'd always have to stay in Las Vegas. And I've been there on occasion, not to be a name dropper, but Ed McMahon took me there one weekend, he and his wife at the time, and we had a fabulous time. It was just a trip to walk around and be in the circumstance. The woman that I was with at the time, the three or four of us would go out, eat and sit, and the kinds of people who would come up to you, or come up to him, they didn't come up to me, and just want to, you know, say hi, get their picture taken, that sort of thing. It was like a trip into the Star Wars bar scene. The people were just...
the cantina?
Oh, my God. The people were just... characters. Really, really very interesting. Las Vegas brings out the best and worst in people, as, by the way, circumstances, you probably have seen this by now, if you haven't heard the story about the family of Las Vegas shooting victim suing gun manufacturers. This is two parents in one specific instance. I think there's going to be more of these get filed. one of the victims that was killed in that Vegas shooting a couple of years ago, filing a wrongful death lawsuit against 8 gun manufacturers. The suit argues the design of the firearms used in the deadly shooting caused the death of their daughter and violated state and federal bans on automatic weapons. If you dig into this, it specifically argues that the gun makers were not only aware that the firearm models could be modified to mimic automatic firing, but they knowingly marketed them that way. This is the first lawsuit to be filed following this shooting, but the first one to target a gun maker. There have been plenty of suits against MGM, which owns the property. They're in settlement talks, going to pay out about $800 million to the victims, families, that sort of thing. The legal system generally turned down these type of cases, citing a federal law from 2005 that protects gun manufacturers from liability in mass shooting incidents, with some rare exceptions. But maybe they can find some smart lawyer. You can be sure some smart lawyer has looked into the exceptions and figures he's got a case. Otherwise, they wouldn't put themselves, you know, into that circumstance. And if you go back to March of this year, justices in Connecticut ruled that gun manufacturer Remington could be sued over how it marketed the rifle model that was used in the Sandy Hook shootings down at the school. Earlier this year, the administration enacted a ban on bump stocks, which was a positive step in my estimation and probably yours as well, ladies. Mm-hmm. At least one gun rights advocacy group appealed the decision. The Supreme Court upheld the ban. That was very significant.
Yeah.
And it sort of told the gun...
The Supremes
okay,
did the right thing on that one.
Reached your limit. This is as far as we're going to let you go.
Right.
This is it. It's over for you. No more new rulings that are protecting you. No. And that, by the way, was one of the big things that Ollie North and Warren and Wayne LaPierre fought about, and Ollie lost.
NRA, you mean?
I wasn't clear on that. Thank you, Victoria. Ollie North was the president of the NRA, and Wayne LaPierre has been their executive administrator and running the NRA for decades. And he's got a lot of power, and he's kind of a power. I was going to use a bad word. He's kind of a power monger. I've interviewed him a couple. I don't like him. I don't like him at all. And I belong to the NRA. I do, however, and I've always liked Ollie North. He's kind of like one of those really clever rogues. He's just a very interesting guy, and I quite like him, frankly. But anyway, that's not here or there.
Do they have a new president since Ollie North is no longer
the
president?
What's her face? The woman who's on Radio America, what's her name?
She's not even associated with the NRA anymore.
Yeah.
She's not.
And they shut down NRA TV. That happened last week. They shut that down. So I'm not sure what's going on.
She was on the Ollie North. They both work at Radio America.
Dana Lash is who we're talking about.
Dana Lash, that's who we're talking about, right. She's at Radio America. My originating network is Radio America, where Kara is at Radio America. That's where Ollie was for, I don't know, 10, 12 years maybe. Did a radio program out of that studio where you are, and Gordon Liddy did as well. Matter of fact, it was interesting. I was in a photo shoot once with the two of them together. It's
quite a sandwich.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Mondo Bizarro is really. But I quite like both of them. Frankly, they were very likable guys. Wayne LaPierre is not a likable guy. He just isn't. And so, anyway, I don't want to get too far into the weeds here, but LaPierre is like off the charts irresponsible.
He must be, because there have been so many studies and polls and all kinds of and leaks and people talking to the press on being anonymous, saying that the members of the NRA, like a huge percentage, like 85% or 90% of the members,
they do gun ownership.
Yes, and it's the leadership that prevents it from going anywhere.
No, it's so, the leader, one person.
I don't know anything about the NRA, but the leader.
Well, I'm telling
you're
you,
right.
That's the story.
Yeah. So the leader is the problem, and you know, I don't know what it's going to take to get rid of him. I guess he's going to just continue taking as much money as he can. Yeah, as he can.
Right.
But
oh yeah, it's all about money that they get from memberships and what they do with it. How he takes care of his buddies in Congress, all that stuff. The lobbyists. Oh yeah. 16 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Brace yourselves. This summer, we're going big. Clear some shelf space for the biggest names in hair care. We're talking the lowest prices of the season at Ulta Beauty's Summer Jumbo event. It's up to 50% off your fave jumbo size shampoos and conditioners like Redken, Matrix, and Kenra. Plus, go big with our buy two, get one mix and match. Stock up on your go-to styling and finishing products from brands like Sexy Hair, Paul Mitchell, and TG. Don't miss out. Event ends July 27th. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. Are you grossed out? Victoria's in charge of today's ice cream story.
This is pretty gross. A new viral video has people across social media wondering why, when you buy tubs of ice cream and pints of ice cream in the grocery store, why all the brands don't come with a layer of cellophane that you have to peel back like a seal. And the reason they're wondering that is because a container, a large container of Blue Bell ice cream has been trending because a stupid girl went into the grocery store, into the freezer aisle, grabbed a container of Blue Bell ice cream, opened it up, which it just has the cardboard top to it, took a giant lick of it, and then closed it back up and put it back into the freezer.
There's a video of this?
She had a friend filming her doing this. It was on a dare. And now everybody's wondering, well, wait a second. Why isn't there a layer of protection so that you have no... And it raises a good question. You have no idea what has touched your ice cream. When you open the container and it's just the top... You know, if it's just that cardboard...
Yeah,
but you know, when you just lift off that cardboard top to most containers, it's just the ice cream is just exposed. And they say that they're looking into tracking down who this girl is, the offending licker, they called her.
Yeah. Fix it. fix the problem. 21 after the hour.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When their shelter over in the forest, again, then we shall be free. And the last thing we knew,
we should be free is a great Garth Brooks song. And the first thing 24 and change after the hour on the DJV program. With our follow-up on music from impressive Americans. This is from his show in Eugene, Oregon, a couple of days ago. Garth Brooks had a massive surprise in store for everybody there during his singing We Shall Be Free. An 800-person choir descended from all corners of the stadium, resulting in an awe-inspiring moment. Fabulous. Brooks and the choir started a massive sing-along, and then they transitioned into a song from the Isley Brothers, Twist and Shout. There it is. This is so uncharacteristic, but he did a great job with it. Crowd went crazy.
I think he does these medleys fairly often, and the audience, if you watch the videos, the audience goes insane. I mean, this is a good song anyway to jump around to, but people love it.
Yeah. Performance historic for more than one reason. The concert also set the attendance record for the stadium, which has a capacity of 54,000. And then Garth went live on his Facebook page a little bit later on, sharing footage from the show and answering some tweets from fans. One fan asked Garth if he'd be adding more stadium shows this year, and he said maybe five or six more stadium dates. But, it's currently at the top of the charts with his duet with Blake Shelton called Dive Bar.
Can we hear this a bit? Because we haven't actually been able to find it. It's only on country radio.
Jump in and join the club and float this Whiskey River Reservoir. Are they friends?
Yes,
Blake and Garth performing this song together July 19th at the first of Brooks' two sold-out shows in Boise's Albertson Stadium. It's also finishing his new studio album, Fun. So that's kind of fun. 800-person choir.
Can you imagine what that must have sounded like?
We're on
KU. Incredible.
KUGN, and hello, Eugene. How do you do? How are the folks there doing? KUGN. All right, next up, Pharrell Williams surprising the graduating students at Harlem Children's Zone Promise Academy with a guaranteed internship after their first year of college. He made the announcement during his commencement speech. The Academy in Harlem is a charter school that offers free high-quality education from kindergarten through grade 12 for 2,000 students, all of whom gained admission to the school through lottery or waiting lists. School focuses on establishing healthy lifelong habits for young people with freshly made breakfast every day and lunch in school, access to medical services, longer days, school years to allow students to really learn their subjects. I think it's a great idea. Public schools should do this. Pharrell has been working with the school to create an internship program to give students access to connections in fields they wouldn't probably otherwise be connected to.
I love that.
Yep. Charter School's goal is to make sure all the students there are equipped to graduate from college, creating opportunities for them to end generational poverty, which certainly is a part of what living in Harlem is all about. Pharrell is a 13-time Grammy winner, said to the students, quote, "This new Harlem resistance, I'm sorry, renaissance, will be different. And believe it or not, it's going actually to be better. And the reason why is because the new Harlem renaissance has education at its core." He also partnered with the Verizon Foundation earlier this year to increase technology access, specifically based in a music curriculum in underserved school. Man, they ought to do that in all the schools around the country. They could, because we've been sorely missing music education since the feds took back money for providing it. Thanks, George Bush. 29 past the hour on the DJV program.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Human papillomavirus, or HPV, is so common that almost every single one of us will get it at some point in our lives.
Most of them will resolve that infection, but many will not. They will be left with untreatable genital warts, or later in life develop a whole variety of cancers as a result of that viral infection.
But there is a vaccine that is extremely effective at preventing HPV. Until recently, only young people up to the age of 26 were able to get the vaccine. But Dr. Gregory Polin, head of the Mayo Clinic Vaccine Research Group, says that recently changed.
Now that has been extended up to the age of 45.
And it's not just HPV you'll be protecting yourself from.
This is a vaccine, I like to tell people, against sexually transmitted cancer. That's its importance.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A magnitude 6.4 earthquake in Southern California. But first, President Trump speaks at the July 4th celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
It was the SEALs who stand ready to bring righteous retribution in mountain, jungle, desert to those who do us harm. America's sailors are not born. They are forged by the sea.
Our other top story on USA Radio News, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hits near the city of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. David Witt, fire chief in Kern County.
We have multiple injuries. We've had two house fires.
We've had small vegetation fires, power lines down, gas leaks, the associated events that take place after you have a large earthquake.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Men are. Nice going, Tara. 34 after the hour.
Not my fault, it's true.
Oh,
it is
yeah,
true.
There it is. Oh. Yeah. Right. All men are oblivious.
A lot of men are.
Ah, there you go. It's the cabal working. See what I have to put up with, folks? This poor me with these ladies.
Oh, my God. No one's insulting you. We're talking about her husband.
The DJV show. Jennifer's not with us today. Victoria Keelan here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, speaking about Victoria's husband, connecting people in the news, dots here and there. Yesterday, Victoria was talking about Artie Johnson passing, and she wanted to know, well, I guess your husband actually gave you the
information. He sent me the story, and he said, oh, Artie Johnson from Laughlin died at the age of 90. And I said, I have no idea who that is. And he goes, oh, don't worry. He's a producer. So context, he's always thinking of, you know, show content
radio
and things
stuff.
Like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, and he said, oh, Doug will know. And I said, why? Because the guy's 90? And he started laughing. He goes, no.
He said, no, because...
No, well, he defended you. He said no, because Laugh-In was a really big show back in the 60s. Lewis loved watching.
It was the defining. It was an era in the 60s, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, which is what we're talking about here.
I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
There were some other shows, but this was really the epitome. This set the stage for comedy on television. These guys, Rowan and Martin, were fabulous together, even though they didn't really like each other. They were great performers. It's kind of like Laurel and Hardy and, you know, some of the other great teams that have been around. So, Artie Johnson won an Emmy for the work he did on Laugh-In. And you go back to some, you guys have got to go back. There have to be on YouTube. There's got to be a Laugh-In YouTube channel.
Lewis has seen all the clips on YouTube.
Right. Yeah.
So, and actually, now that you mentioned off the air that Goldie Hawn and Lily Tomlin got their starts on Laugh-In, that actually does kind of sound familiar. I think he's probably shown me some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Came from Michigan, won the Emmy in 1969, was nominated two more times through his work on that show. If you don't remember some of his characters, the one that was probably most idiosyncratic was Wolfgang, who was the cigarette-smoking German who thought that during the 60s that World War II was still going on. That was the gag. And it was actually, for even though people were sore about World War, I mean, in the 60s, World War II was still pretty fresh in the minds of lots of people. But he was a funny bugger, man. He really was. I remember meeting a little short guy. I remember meeting him once, and he was very, very serious actor, as are many people who have comedic streaks to them. They're very serious about what they do. He was also on the TV show Bewitched. He was on The Partridge Family. He was a regular on Lost in Space, on the Donna Reed Show. But he never really, the pinnacle of his success was being that German on Laughing. I don't know, Kara, see if you can find some audio. The audio that went with, I mean, all the audio, Lily Tomlin and her iconic character, she was a telephone operator. She used to whack people over the head with her pocketbook. That was one of her characteristics, and she'd sit in this, play a little girl sitting in a big rocking chair. And Goldie Hawn was a scream. You can see her, I mean, those who were around then, I can just see her popping out of the box on the intro and the outro to the show. They had the various performers pop in and out of boxes. They'd open up a little door and they'd come out with some stupid expression or some silly saying, something that would get the audience hysterical. And it would all be around some theme that Rowan and Martin had set up. But it was really, there's another woman. I can see her, but I can't remember her name. Tall woman, black hair, who was also a star that came out of this. And she didn't
stick
around.
Was this like a precursor to SNL?
This was a, I don't know. SNL started, I think, in 71. Mm-hmm. It was in an era. That's a good question, Victoria. I would say that it was in an era when people, this is during Vietnam, remember, and people wanted, the nation was so overcome with anger about Vietnam. I mean, really, it shaped, you think today we're angry about stuff that had to do with immigration or other stuff. Unless you lived through that Vietnam period, you have no idea how angry this country was. It was very, very, I'm surprised that Lyndon Johnson made it. And actually walked out of office on his own. He was hated. And then Nixon was hated until he ended the war. He didn't start it. Actually, Kennedy started it, in reality. But anyway, the anger that was in the public wanted to have some relief. And Laugh-In started
it. We've got reality TV now,
SNL.
But yeah, this is probably back then. Yeah, that
right.
was their version of it.
Yeah.
The escape. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Did you find any audio, Kara, of Artie Johnson?
I was looking for Lily Tomlin with her stuff.
Yeah. Anything. Let's it brings us back to that.
A gracious good afternoon. Is this the party who has answered my call? The Central Intelligence Agency? Good. This is Miss Tomlin of the phone company. Well, of course I know your phone was off the hook. Isn't it amazing the way we can still make it ring? Now I know that Of course I do. I know this is a private unlisted number that's changed twice a day for security purposes. The same technique we use for our repair service. Talk to the director.
Oh, it's like calling Verizon today.
I know he's not engaged in any conference call with the White House. We have that line monitored also. Oh, very well. I will leave a message. Tell him that phone security has never been better and that all the gang down here at Ma Bell want to wish him luck on his upcoming invasion of mainland China.
That's funny. Funny, funny, funny stuff. Lily Tomlin, Goldie Hawn.
She's the best.
Artie Johnson, all really, they, if it weren't for that show, who knows how they would have gotten started or recognized. So, that's marking the passing of Artie Johnson. Funeral services held for another person in the news, Luis Alvarez, who just recently testified before Congress. He was a retired police officer, had been kind of the poster boy of health concerns for September 11th, 911 first responders, died of cancer. He'd been, what was it, 3 weeks ago, I think, before Congress. He went with John Stewart to urge lawmakers to reauthorize the funds to compensate these victims. September 11th attacks. He was 53. It looked like he was 93.
Yes, he did.
It's one thing when you see a picture of him and you can tell how sick he is and his skin is just ashy gray, but when you see the pictures of him from just a few years ago, I mean, it's hard to imagine that it's the same person. It's so sad.
He had colorectal cancer, spread to his liver, one of thousands of cancer cases caused because of the September 11th. You know, we all talk about the 2,938 people that died that day in the towers, but there had been thousands, literally thousands, of other New Yorkers, other Americans who have died because of exposure at Ground Zero. This guy spent weeks working there trying to find survivors and remains. And so he has appropriately been the postman. Went through 69 rounds of chemo. Why in the name of God would you do that?
Because he was asked why he kept doing it, and he said his greatest fear was leaving his three sons fatherless. I mean, that's an answer that just, if that doesn't just strike you at the core.
He said he had no regrets, though, about working at Ground Zero. There's a guy.
That's an American hero. That is a true American hero.
Yeah.
John Stewart was at the funeral and just couldn't even control his tears. It was just hundreds of people lined the streets in Queens to pay tribute to him.
All right, 44 after the hour.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Is it because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe? Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks. Just go to Babbel.com.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I could tell you, I was just taught the wrong way.
Go to Babbel.com to select your language. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say you did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person. You. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing, we have topicals too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use the topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Court Furniture Clearance Center for up to 70% off new retail prices. Stock is updated regularly, so you never know what kind of treasures you'll find. And now through the end of July, save big on everything for your home or office. Mention promo code 18OFF and get 18% off your entire purchase on anything in the store. Summer savings are here. Sofa and chair sets from $299.99, task chairs from $29.99, five-piece dining sets from $199.99, and more. Go to courtfurnitureoutlet.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
47 at the hour. A couple of other names in the news here. Ursula von der Leyen, Germany's defense minister, is poised to become the first woman elected as the European Commission's president. She was tapped for the role during a summit of EU heads of state. Her nomination has to make it through the European Parliament. She sort of is a surprise consensus pick among leaders after the parliament's preferred candidates didn't get enough support. She's a strong proponent of more integrated European relationships. Her time as the head of Germany's troubled defense sector hasn't won much support back home. She faced a lot of scrutiny over how her department broke several profitable consultancy contracts. You know, it's the same kind of stuff we were just talking about off the air, how damn corrupt politics everywhere now, all around the world, is just so corrupt. Every place, everybody's doing it for themselves. That's why we have no good leadership, because they're all in it for themselves. America's not the only place where we're loaded with Cory Bookers and what's her face from California. What a phony! My God, oof. Why do I didn't even put her Kamala Harris. I didn't put her name out of my head. Here's another name, James Alex Fields, man convicted in the murder of a woman during a far-right rally in Charlottesville, sentenced to life in prison on federal hate charges. He pled guilty to 29 federal hate crime charges, including the killing of 32-year-old Heather Heyer, drove his car into a crowd of people protesting a Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017, killed Ms. Heyer and injured two dozen other people. Remember that? I remember.
No, this was horrendous.
Yeah.
This was, to me, it's so funny, because not funny at all. That's, I mean, it's yeah. Odd, funny. But, you know, a lot of people who supported Trump in the beginning cite this one incident as the turning point for them to not support him anymore, when he made that horrendous comment about there were good people on both sides. Yeah. That was to me, I think history will look back and that will be the biggest misstep of his entire presidency.
The jury recommended life in prison plus 419 years. So he's not going anywhere. 10 before the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Continuing pursuit of information that will help you in the health department, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is a stable. That's pretty good. That's a tongue twister, Ken. It's a stable. It would be stable, because you are a staple of this program, and you are stable. So there we go. He's a stable. We have a number of things to go over here as time allows, as Ken does dutiful work every week, going through all the journals of medicine, studying what's going on, and relating the information to you so that it'll have some meaning. Here's a story about exercise that certainly is worth underscoring and then underscoring again. I actually, when I was looking at the review of the things you want to talk about, I underlined this because it is absolutely true. I don't know that we needed a study to prove it, but it doesn't hurt to have the results of the study, Ken.
This is great news for everybody who never thought they should exercise. Out of the British Medical Journal this week, this new research looking at the effect of exercise in middle and older age on the risk of premature death and lifespan reveals that it is never too late to start exercising. Becoming more active may lengthen lifespan regardless of past activity levels, so exercise gives hopes to everyone not yet exercising as long as the doctor says it's okay to begin an exercise program.
Well, what sort of doctor worth his salt is going to tell you not to exercise?
Well, if you're about to have
check with your doctor about it.
Well, because some people, if they pick up their exercise program, could have a heart attack, and you want to check the motor.
So how do you get there? If you're going to have a heart attack, doesn't exercise help exercise your heart and
no, well,
make you healthier?
Well, you have to make sure that the motor can handle going into high gear. You know, you have a Model T that's been never serviced for 30 years. You don't want to suddenly take it out onto the road and get into high gear.
So what do you do?
Some people will need a stress test before they get into an exercise program just to make sure that the heart can handle increased activity because the circulation may not be wide open. You don't want the patient the first day they go to the gym have a heart attack. So if the circulation is adequate to exercise, then it will prolong your life. But if the circulation is tenuous, you're about to have a heart attack, and you just tip it over with increased demand for blood in the heart, that's not a good thing. That's why all the gyms have warnings. Check with your doctor before you start.
Yeah. Well, you got a little bit. You got to. A little goes a long way sometimes. You really I've seen some people in the gym. But, so have you that are so overweight.
But the doctor's not going to say don't ever exercise. They're going to get you in shape so it's safe to exercise. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's good if you have not been in an exercise program or you want to dramatically increase the level you want to exercise, just check with your doctor. And they'll know what to do to check you out to make sure that the motor can handle increased activity in your body.
Continuing the focus on bodies and obesity and that sort of thing. Here's a story about not getting enough rest or sleep and what that does to your weight quotient, yeah?
Exactly. Adults need at least 7 hours of uninterrupted sleep per night to feel well rested. Doug, recent studies have shown that insufficient sleep may affect circulation, aspects of memory, and even our social relationships. The news this week in the International Journal of Obesity is that there is a link between insufficient sleep or disrupted sleep and weight loss. Overweight people who do not sleep well lose less weight than their peers who have no sleep problems. The bottom line is good sleep is part of a successful weight loss.
Well, that's what's underscored by this product Calitrin that we've been talking about on the air for a couple of years now. It's all about getting your body in shape, healthy. It's the healthiest choice for weight loss, but it works as you are sleeping. You take the Calitrin weight loss formula pills before you go to bed, take four of them, and then go to work. And so they also help you sleep better. That's part of the combination. It's part of the ingredient factor here. Collagen's the number one ingredient, and that's the protein that restores muscle to your body. You stop making it when you're in your 20s. So with Collagen, you go back to supplementing your body, and it recharges your body's ability to make collagen, so you can go back to making lean muscle, lose the weight, push the fat out. You got to take it consistently every night on an empty stomach before you go to bed. That's the way you do it. If you take it consistently, 4, 5, 6 months, you'll not only lose the weight, but you'll keep it off. Get it at toploss.com. Get Calitrin, the healthiest, naturalist way the most natural way to lose weight. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV. $10 off every bottle and free shipping, too. Code DJV at toploss.com for Calitrin.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.